This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
You turn to Marketplace for the latest news about what's happening in the economy and how it affects you and your community. When you donate to support our nonprofit newsroom, you can also get something a little more tangible. We have a great lineup of donor thank you gifts right now. A shrinkflation mini tote bag, water bottles, mugs, hats, and a lot more. Contribute any amount to make a difference and pick up one of these gifts. Go to marketplace.org/donate. The Marketplace lead this hour, the U.S. military wants to create a new beachhead in Silicon Valley. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The internet was first called DARPANET, the D there for defense. The association between the U.S. military and digital communications has a rich and sometimes complicated history. Now the Pentagon is poised to launch a new cybersecurity strategy that will include a new outpost in California's Silicon Valley. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter could announce this as early as today. Marketplace's Annie Baxter joins us live with details. Morning, Annie.
Good morning.
Tell me more about the goals here.
Well, the Defense Department is working on an initiative to build relationships with startup firms in Silicon Valley. The goal is to gain better access to commercial technologies like robotics, unmanned systems, and 3D printing that could give the military an edge. The Pentagon is also looking to ramp up its offense against cyber attacks, which pose a big threat to national security, and setting up shop in Silicon Valley is meant to help on these fronts.
And does it look like the tech community in Northern California is going to be receptive to these new inroads?
Well, when you know, some people might think about the government and think about red tape and bureaucracy. And the Pentagon is apparently aware of the challenges it faces winning over young techies. The military has a long sales cycle, and tech firms might see more lucrative prospects developing consumer electronics products instead. Plus, there's an issue of venture capital firms being wary of investing in tech firms with government contracts.
So very briefly, Annie, so the government's going to be providing its own capital then?
Yeah, the Pentagon will reportedly be making use of InQtel. That's a nonprofit venture capital firm that invests in high-tech companies to support U.S. intelligence work.
Marketplace's Annie Baxter, thank you. Here are the numbers. The 100-share index in London is up 0.1%. S&P Dow and NASDAQ futures are down in the 0.2% range. Profits report today from the soap people at Procter & Gamble, the car and truck people at GM, and you're looking a little thirsty people over at Pepsi. Yesterday, Coke reported better than expected profits, even though consumers keep saying they are more health conscious and are drinking less soda. So where's the money coming from? Nova Safo reports.
Pepsi and Coke have gone from all-American feel-good brands to being called health hazards.
A 20-ounce soda has the equivalent of 16 packs of sugar.
That was former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg. The result of this shift has been what consumer analyst Nick Modi calls the mom veto.
Mothers are not buying these products for their kids like the prior generation.
Coke's response, says Modi, sell smaller cans.
If you can give a child an 8-ounce can of Coke, that's much more tolerable than a 12-ounce can or a 20-ounce can.
And that's been working, he says. Smaller cans are selling well. Coke has also raised prices and cut costs. But industry consultant Tom Perko is pessimistic because, he says, Coke and Pepsi rely heavily on overseas sales.
Brazil, the rest of Latin America, Europe, Russia, the economies are in trouble, and this is all directly affecting Coca-Cola. So it's a difficult time.
The answer, Perko says, Pepsi and Coke should focus more on selling their non-soda brands. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
It's going to be up to a jury to decide a case that may have wide implications for the summon a ride by smartphone industry in California. There's a question in some state courts about whether people who drive for ride-sharing services like Uber and Lyft are contractors or employees. The latter means they should get additional worker protections. Now, a judge has said in a case like this, it's like trying to fit a square peg, meaning drivers, into a round hole, meaning old ideas of job classification. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
Drew Baith is an EMT and drives for Uber on the side in Richmond, Virginia. He's happy to be an independent contractor.
I'm all over the place. So the Uber was just like a perfect opportunity to continue to use my car, which I'm in all the time anyway, and just kind of do it when I want to. Sign on when I want and sign off when I want.
When he wants means when there's high demand. He can make up to $40 an hour. But for others who log into Uber, Lyft, TaskRabbit, etc. every day, work long hours, and count on it for a living, are they really independent contractors?
We now have work opportunities that no one would have thought of a few years ago.
That's Wilma Liebman. She used to be the chair of the National Labor Relations Board.
Back when the labor laws were enacted, what we generally saw were large vertically integrated corporations that did all aspects of the work.
Back then, the legal test to sort people as employee or contractor yielded clearer results. The person redoing your kitchen is a contractor. The factory worker is an employee. Some corporations have been accused of deliberately miscategorizing their workers as independent contractors in order to avoid the costs of hiring an employee, like Social Security and payroll taxes, as well as health benefits. FedEx is appealing a Kansas Supreme Court ruling that said its drivers are actually employees. But with sharing economy workers, some, like Drew, are clearly independent contractors. Others closely resemble employees. But there's a big space between the two, says Elizabeth Kennedy, a professor of law at Loyola University, Maryland.
How do we find this middle ground that recognizes the economic reality of the worker performing the service and also recognizes that these businesses can scale up and reach a point in which that relationship perhaps changes over time?
It turns out that other countries have already tried to solve this tricky equation. 10 years ago, Kennedy wrote about the dependent contractor, a third category already in use in places like Germany and Canada. One thing's for sure, our 80-year-old definition of who's an employee and who's an independent contractor is still stuck in the 1930s. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
And aimed at the Japanese market, beverage giant Suntory has developed a new beer laced with collagen that's supposed to make the drinker look more gorgeous. Forbes magazine checked with a New York dermatology professor questioning if the alcohol in the beer would negate the collagen's effects. It could, came the answer. I suppose you could smear the beer on your lips, but what do I know about dermatology? In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.